is D.I. Patricia Menzies, the interview room at Broad Street Police Station, 19th of July 2009 at 3:20 p.m. If you could state your name, please.
But I gave it to the gentleman who brought me here.
For the benefit of the tape, sir.
The tape?
For the benefit of the tape. I am pointing at the tape.
Oh, intriguing apparatus. What does it do exactly?
It records our conversation. So, if you could state your name.
Henry Fielding.
Just a normal speaking volume will be fine. Date of birth?
The 22nd of April in the year of our Lord, 1707.
1707? Hang on. Did you say Henry Fielding? The guy who started the police?
Ah, you refer to the Bow Street runners of my employ.
So it really is you?
Evidently. So the gentleman who detained me was an officer of the police? In that case, I demand to speak to his superior.
You're looking at her.
You? But not to put too fine a point on it, you are a member of the weaker sex.
The what?
You are a female.
Yes. It may surprise you to learn that hadn't escaped my notice. Things have moved on a bit since your day.
Ah. That's just it. When you offered me a cup of tea, I assumed you were some kind of maid.
No, I'm some kind of detective inspector.
Oh, brave new world that has such ladies in it. So, how may I assist you, my dear?
You can begin by not calling me dear.
Oh, you must excuse me. I have no knowledge of the manners and mores of this enlightened age.
Okay, to start with, can you explain how you got here?
I would if I could, but it defies all explanation.
Let's put it another way. Can you describe the events that led to your arriving here?
Well, let me see, my dear detective inspector. It all began with a number of mysterious disappearances.
What have they done with him? Where's his body? I just want him back, that's all.
We quite understand, and we'll do our utmost to locate your husband. Mary, my dear, if you could please see Mrs. Hobbs out.
This way, ma'am. You'll find him for me, won't you, Mr. Fielding, sir?
What is that now, Henry? The 10th?
Yes. One or two disappearances might be considered unremarkable, but for so many to abscond in the space of 2 days cannot be a coincidence.
So what has happened to them? Some murderous fiend choosing his victims without discrimination?
But would a murderer not cast his net a little wider so as to avoid detection? All the disappearances have occurred within the parish of St. Giles.
Then that is where we must commence our investigation.
We, John. Given the area's ill repute, I'm not sure that's wise.
I appreciate your concern, Henry, but it is but a short walk away. And besides, I may notice something you overlook.
So my brother and I made our way to the slums of St. Giles, a foul warren of narrow lanes, alleys, courts and byplaces. If they had been intended for the very purpose of vice and criminality, they could not have been better devised.
You will describe the situation for me?
We stand at the intersection of seven passages overhung by buildings 5 stories high, so the passages themselves are hidden in darkness.
So you can see little more than I?
Fortunately, I prepared for this eventuality.
These dwellings are silent, as if they are unoccupied.
You must be mistaken. I've heard report that there are up to 8 souls to a room. There. John, you will follow close behind. John. John. I turned to face the empty street. For my brother John, there was no sign. John? John! Eliciting no response, I entered one of the alleyways and suddenly found myself confronted by a chaos of horseless carriages of every description.
Watch out, mate!
What in the name of heaven?
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I wonder if you can. I appear to have gone a little astray. And then I was restrained and brought here. But I must confess, I'm not entirely sure why.
There's been a spate of criminal incidents in the area.
incidents of what character?
Mostly petty crime, theft of food from local supermarkets, but also some street robbery, mugging, bag snatching.
And what, pray, does that have to do with me?
Witnesses all describe the perpetrators as wearing old-fashioned clothing.
Ah. I imagine the culprits are from the slums, who found their way here in the same manner as I.
By walking down a magic alleyway.
Detective Inspector, I've been stuck in this cell for 3 hours, and now you impugn my veracity.
The reason you had to wait, sir, was because I had to get a train down from Manchester.
Well, I don't understand.
As per your special request, when you were brought in, you asked if you could speak to somebody who knows the doctor.
London all that life can afford. When a man is tired of London, he is tired of life.
Samuel Johnson.
Yes. He was always quoting me.
You're incorrigible. So which year is it exactly?
1751. We've just missed the grand opening of Westminster Bridge.
So why are we here, assuming there's a reason?
I thought I might drop in on an old acquaintance.
Johnson?
Oh, no. No, he's busy with his dictionary right now and hates being interrupted in the middle of a tricky definition. No, I have another man of letters in mind. Mr. Henry Fielding.
Oh, I know. He wrote Tom Jones a Foundling.
Well, you've read it?
Father had a copy in his library, but Mother forbade me from reading it. She thought it might corrupt my morals. So, of course, I've read it. There's nothing a young girl wants more than to be scandalised.
Well, at this moment in time, he's a paragon of respectability. The chief magistrate of London, in fact.
Trust you to have friends in high places.
Well, who better to assist in my investigation?
What investigation?
Now, this instrument detects transtemporal disruption, of which there is a surprisingly large amount.
Transtemporal disruption?
Time is not behaving as it should.
And you've come to give it a slap on the wrist?
Something like that, yes. Bow Street's this way. Come on.
No, I've not seen hide nor hair of them for 2 days. I've even had the runners out looking for them, to no avail.
And your husband didn't tell you where he was going?
All I know is that they'd just spoken to a lady whose husband had gone missing in the parish of St. Giles.
So that presumably is where they went.
And where they went missing.
Indeed. Their names are now listed amongst the lost.
I'm sorry, you must be worried sick.
It is most distressing. But the last thing either of them would wish would be for me to lose myself to hysteria. Doctor, I have retained my husband's notes, if you'd care to examine them.
Fascinating. The disappearances seem to be conterminous within a particular circumference.
What the dickens was that?
Building is surrounded. Anyone attempting to leave will be stopped.
Surrounded?
They're in the back garden as well. Soldiers, I think, but I don't recognise the uniform. And they've got laser guns.
What?
Look for yourself.
You're right. They're not of this time period.
Pay close attention. We have reason to believe you are harbouring a man called the Doctor. Either give him up or we will take him by force.
Ah, seems my reputation precedes me.
This is where you came through?
Yes,
I remember standing here, so I must have entered by... Well, it's just a brick wall.
Let's give it a closer look, shall we?
If you insist. But I'm not... Oh!
Whoa, we're in the past.
Or as far as I am concerned, the present.
So this is how Nicholas Lyndhurst felt.
I'm sorry?
This is the same alleyway you came through.
Yes, I distinctly recall, but now I see it is a dead end.
Maybe in 1751, but not in 2009. Menzies calling Special Investigation Unit. Over. Wait here.
What? Why? Where are you going?
Back to the future.
D.I. Menzies, where did you go? You were here, and then...
Hold that thought. D.I. Menzies calling Special Investigation Unit. Over.
Receiving you, over.
I want a tactical support team to St. Francis Lane in standard 18th century dress. Nothing conspicuous and no uniforms.
Ma'am?
This is potentially a code 9.
Yes, ma'am. 18th century dress. Understood.
Sergeant Farrington, I want this wall sealed off. Nobody is to go anywhere near it.
Yes, ma'am.
And when the tactical team gets here, send them through.
Send them through where?
Watch and learn, Sergeant. Watch and learn.
This is your last chance, Doctor. Give yourself up, or we will come in there and get you out.
Oh, there's really no need to be so heavy-handed, you know. I'm happy to go wherever I'm wanted. Interesting. You know of me, but you don't know what I look like.
We were given a variety of conflicting descriptions.
Ah, yes, that sounds like me. By whom, may I ask?
You'll find out. Take it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, look, can't you just tell me now? Don't do... Please, be careful.
They're dragging the doctor away. I'm going after him.
What? But you're a young girl. You have no idea what sort of dangers you might face.
The doctor knows me well enough to know I'm not going to let him face trouble on his own. Good night, Mrs. Fielding. You've been most helpful.
Oh, thank goodness. It's Menzies. I was wondering where you'd got to.
It's D.I. Menzies to you. How long was I gone?
Almost an hour. I was about to give up hope.
Interesting. Time must be passing at different speeds in the different time periods.
I dare say. Sorry, can you elucidate?
You said your brother disappeared somewhere around here.
Yes, yesterday afternoon. If it was yesterday. Why do you ask?
Because he didn't turn up in 2009.
Maybe he made his way home.
I thought you said he was blind.
John is highly resourceful. He could have recruited somebody to act as a guide.
Or maybe this isn't the only alleyway leading to another time.
You mean he might have stumbled unseeingly into another age?
Who knows? There could be any number of time breaks.
Time breaks?
I'll have to call them something. And dimensional portals just sounds pretentious.
Your clarity and economy is appreciated. So you think...
This way. Through here.
Watch out. Someone's coming.
Some kind of militia by the look of...
Quick! Back against the wall. Don't let them see you.
All right, this is it. Bring the prisoner through.
Really, how many times do I have to tell you? There is no need to... Oh, push!
Oh, my word. The doctor. They've got the doctor.
Shh!
You two stay here on guard.
Yes, sir.
You two, make sure nobody goes through this alleyway, but only use the electroshock batons. I don't want anyone killed unless absolutely necessary.
Yes, sir.
Right, doctor, this way.
Where exactly are you taking me?
Welcome to the future, Doctor.
What future? This is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Well, your insignia, UKEF. Well, the United Kingdom Expeditionary Force?
Unified Kingdom.
Oh. The king in question?
King William VI, of course.
William? The timeline divergence must be considerable.
Get in the car, Doctor.
And the year? What year is this?
1951.
Not like any 1951 I've seen. Posters saying, serve your king and country. Checkpoints with sandbags, armed patrols, and zeppelins? Oh, of course, there's always zeppelins.
It is beyond belief.
They just evanesced into thin air.
Yes. There must be another time break.
Those soldiers, were they from your time?
No. Their uniforms were more like something from World War II.
So, what did you say? World War?
I wouldn't worry about it. It's way after your time.
Excuse me. I believe I have a right...
Shh! Someone coming. Oh, my... Oi! Over here!
VI Patricia Menzies. What are you doing here?
We've arrived.
Oh, the Department of Truth Extraction. Well, that doesn't sound ominous at all.
Only those with something to hide have something to fear.
The dictum of tyrants throughout the ages. I don't believe it.
What don't you believe?
Your choice of venue. It's the Old Bailey.
I take it you good ladies are previously acquainted.
Yeah, we met in Manchester last year.
A couple of weeks ago, as far as I'm concerned. So you know the doctor too, Henry?
Yes, I first made his acquaintance 2 years since. Back then, of course, he had the countenance of an old man and an assistant called Miss Chaplet. Then he returned last summer, this time as a gentleman of middle years, and a ward known as Miss Brown. It took me a while to believe he was the same man.
Yes, me too.
What did you say?
Nothing. Doesn't matter. What's important is getting the doctor back.
Easier said than done with those two standing guard.
D.I. Menzies, do you read?
Receiving you. Where are you?
We've just come through St. Francis Lane. Not sure where we are, to be honest.
Don't move. I'll come and find you.
Who is that?
Back up.
In here.
Don't you want to submit me to truth extraction?
All in due course. Inside.
John Fielding.
Doctor, it's you. Your second voice.
Sixth, actually, but who's counting?
So they waylaid you too.
I'm afraid so. Though how they knew where to find me...
That was... my fault, Doctor. I have betrayed you.
Oh, well, I find that very hard to believe. What happened exactly?
Well, one moment I was in a back street in St. Giles. The next, I was transported into a waking nightmare of thundering engines and marching boots.
So you have no idea where you are?
I know exactly where I am, Doctor. When, however, eludes me. I can only conclude that I am in the future.
A future. One that should never have come to pass.
And then I was brought here and forced to disclose everything I knew. I told them what little I knew of time travel, and I told them about you, Doctor, that you have an unfailing habit of turning up whenever time is out of joint.
And I'm glad you did, John, or I wouldn't have found you.
While I appreciate your company, it is cold comfort that you are also a captive.
No. Mere technicality. I've escaped from more cells than you've had hot dinners.
My one consolation is that I have solved the mystery of the disappearances. No doubt they are all confined to cells such as this.
Not necessarily.
No.
When I was in your time period, I detected a large amount of trans-temporal disruption. More than could be accounted for by a single breach. And when I glanced at your brother's notes, I saw that the disappearances occurred in several hotspots.
So there may be more than one breach. Leading where?
Who knows? Other futures? And there's one more thing. The hotspots... form a distinct pattern.
So, Fielding was telling the truth. The doctor is an expert in time travel.
Miss Menzies, why are these policemen of yours dressed like they're from this time?
Because if they were in uniform, they'd stick out like a sore thumb. All right, you lot, listen up. There are a number of time breaks in this area.
We know one leads to 2009, that's the one you came through, and one leads to wherever or whenever the doctor is, but that's it.
So our first step should be to find out where all the other time breaks are, using this.
What is it?
The doctor was using it to sniff out temporal disruption.
Do you know how to work it?
Yes. I think you just sort of point it and...
And that could come in very useful. Mr. Fielding?
Yes, my dear Detective Inspector?
You don't happen to have a map on you, do you?
Prisoner's here, Commander.
Bring him in.
Ah, hello. You must be the lady in charge.
And you must be the doctor. I've heard so much about you.
And you wanted to know, can one man really be that wise and wonderful? Well, here I am, the living proof. How can I help?
Doctor, what do you know about these time breaches?
Really very little, I'm afraid.
That's a great pity, Doctor. Because your knowledge of time is the only thing keeping your friend John Fielding alive.
Oh, Commander. Must we resort to vulgar threats so early in a conversation?
I don't believe in wasting time. Now tell me what you know.
Very well. Though, to be honest, it's nothing anyone with an open mind and a little intelligence wouldn't be able to work out.
Go on.
I presume you were eavesdropping on my conversation in the cell, so we can take all that as read.
You presume correctly.
Well, somehow, and I don't know how, a number of temporal breaches have appeared in London in 1751. Breaches leading to alternative timelines.
Alternative? Alternative to what?
Well, this timeline, for instance. This isn't the real 1951.
It feels real enough to me.
Maybe. But for someone in 1751, it's merely one of many potential futures. And not a particularly edifying one.
Really? So if this isn't the real 1951, what is it supposed to be like?
Well, it's better for a start. The people of this country are free.
I see. And does your unified kingdom have an empire that spans the globe? Does your king reign supreme over the entire world?
You're not really selling it to me, I'm afraid.
We have achieved peace, Doctor, at great cost, and I'm not prepared to let those sacrifices be in vain. I have dedicated my life to my country and would happily die for it. You said the breaches formed a pattern. Explain.
Right. I've marked out all the time breaks on the map. And look, they're evenly spaced, forming a sort of circle.
Not just that.
The breaches are all radiating outwards from the same central point. Remind you of anything?
It's like the fractures around a bullet hole.
Exactly. Something has shattered the fabric of space-time, leaving it in an extremely precarious state.
What do you mean?
Well, if the amount of fragmentation increases even slightly...
It will all come crashing down around our ears.
Unless I can find a way to seal the breaches, yes.
But how? Ah, of course. Mr. Fielding mentioned your TARDIS. Very well. You may return to 1751.
You're letting me go?
Commander.
I will accompany you, Doctor, with an armed escort and Brigade Leader Wadmore.
I don't advise it. If you venture into your own past, you risk creating all sorts of paradoxes.
Oh, but Doctor, I insist. And before you ask, Mr. Fielding will be remaining here as security.
But Commander, you...
Wadmore, take the Doctor away and prepare an expeditionary force.
Yes, Commander. This way.
Very well.
The doctor doesn't believe me.
That is unimportant. You will return to the past and secure the time zone.
Secure it?
Establish a bridgehead. Ready for conquest.
But what the doctor said about creating paradoxes.
Obey us, and this timeline will remain secure. The paradoxes will provide our sustenance. the sirens shall feed.
Okay, meet me at St. Francis Lane.
On my way.
Patricia! So, how did it go?
We located a time break at Sprague Street.
And I procured the services of a thief taker to stand guard. Out of my own purse, I hasten to add.
Yes, but all those royalties from Tom Jones, I bet you're raking it in.
That's a common misconception, my dear. If anything...
Did you find out where the time break went?
Oh, it was awful. It was night, but half the city seemed to be on fire.
With great dancing lights in the sky, picking out flying machines. It was a vision of hell.
So, the Blitz.
The what?
Another sneak preview. Try to forget about it.
That's going to be rather a tall order.
Now we've posted guards on all the time breaks, our next job is to rescue the Doctor.
Once my tactical team are here, yes.
Those two soldiers are still standing sentinel, I see.
If we can lure them out of the passage, Menzies' men can leap out and give them what for.
You're full of wild ideas, aren't you?
Do you have any better ones?
I still have one question. How did the Unified Kingdom end up ruling the world?
Quite simple. Once we'd invented the hydrogen bomb...
Sorry? The Unified Kingdom invented the hydrogen bomb? When?
1805, during the Robespierrean War.
I see. Oh. Look, I appreciate the escort, but don't you think 50 soldiers is verging on overkill?
Not at all. This unit has a secondary objective.
Which is?
Once you have sealed the breaches, we will take control of the 1751 time zone.
What?
We will replace the current government and I will take command.
What? If you attempt to change your own history...
But I won't be changing history.
Oh, I see. You won't be changing it. You'll be setting it in motion. It's a paradox. A bootstrap paradox.
Now you understand. We have to take control of the past in order to safeguard the present.
But a bootstrap paradox can't just pop into existence of its own accord. It needs to be initiated somehow, engineered.
Expeditionary force assembled and combat ready, ma'am.
Thank you, Brigade Leader. You may lead the way.
Yes, ma'am. Force, present arms and advance.
Come on, Doctor. You don't want to miss the action.
You're invading your own history. Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
The time break! Someone's coming through!
Satan for service. How many of them are there?
Too many for us to take on.
We have to do something. They've got the Doctor with them.
All right. Let's just hope we don't kill Radloff. Do not move. You are surrounded. I repeat, you are surrounded.
Identify yourself.
Detective Inspector Menzies, you are trespassing in an illegal time zone. Please release your prisoner and return to your own time zone.
You're not from 1751. You have no right to be here either.
Release your prisoner and leave. This is your final warning.
You think you can threaten us?
Oh, yes. You're outnumbered.
And outgunned. Commander Stables... If I may have a word?
No, you may not.
Charlie, would I be right in saying you have recruited people from this time period? In fact, would I be right in saying that they are members of the illustrious Bow Street Runners?
That's for us to know and you to find out.
Because if you have, Commander Stables has something of an existential dilemma.
What are you talking about?
The people from this time could be her own ancestors. If she kills a single one of them, she risks wiping herself out of existence.
Oh, it's a bluff. Transparent sophistry.
They do look like they're from this time, Commander.
I do have eyes in my head, Brigade Leader.
So if we kill them, that does mean we might wipe ourselves out.
Then shoot to wound, not to kill.
No. Tell your men to surrender.
What? But it's an obvious subterfuge.
Of course. everything proceeds as foreseen. Trust the sirens.
Brigade leader, order the men to lay down their weapons.
Commander?
You heard me. We surrender.
X-Bed Force, lay down your arms.
Good. All right. All officers, confiscate their weapons.
Yes, ma'am.
And cuff them, just in case.
Oh, Doctor!
Quick, over here.
Henry Fielding, I was wondering where you'd got to.
Doctor, my brother. I'm concerned for his well-being.
Yes, I've seen him. He's unharmed.
Then where is he, Doctor? Where is he?
Number 4, Bow Street. I'm afraid there are no facilities of confinement, but the cellars may suffice as
then
a dungeon.
Then that's where we'll put them. Take them inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Mary, we have house guests.
Except for you. What's your name?
Brigade Leader Wadmore.
Come with me. I have a few questions that need answering.
Shouldn't we be trying to send them back where they came from?
When they came from, yes. But first, we have to recover John Fielding.
And he's in 1951?
Hey, 1951. The future is in flux.
I see. Well, I suggest we borrow a couple of uniforms, pop into 1951, and say we've been sent to collect the prisoner.
I'm not sure it's a good idea for you to come with me.
Of course I'm coming with you. It was my idea.
The British Empire rules the whole world.
It has done for over 100 years, ever since the bombing of Paris. Occasionally a country has attempted to rebel, India, Colombia, Mid-Africa, but never for very long.
What do? Wipe them out?
The women and children are sent to work camps. The men are sent to build steamways or to dig in the pitch.
Slavery. You still have slavery.
I don't understand. Is your world any different?
Well, it's not perfect, don't get me wrong, but people are free to live their lives how they want.
I never had any choice. My father was killed in action and my mother died just after I was born. I grew up in a military academy, every moment of my life decided for me, brought up to serve my king and country no matter what. But if that future doesn't happen, won't that mean I will never have been born?
Don't know. Maybe you'll fade away. Or maybe it doesn't work like that. I'm not the expert.
Or maybe history can be changed. Maybe just by being here, we're changing it.
So how did you meet Henry Fielding, by the way?
It's a long story. Involving an exiled Draconian prince and... Here we are. Ready to play soldiers?
As I'll ever be.
Right.
Best foot forward. 1, 2, 3, 4...
Interesting. The breach seems to have sealed itself.
Yes, I got that. Right on the nose.
Solid. There's no way through.
Oh, maybe it will open up again?
No, it's gone. The breach has sealed because the timeline it was leading to is no longer a possibility.
You mean it can't happen?
I mean we have prevented it from happening.
But hang on. John Fielding was in that future.
So my brother is lost.
Not necessarily. There is one way of reaching him.
Please do not prevaricate, Doctor. Let it be heard.
We have to make that version of 1951 a possibility once again. Then the breach will reopen.
We have to let Stables and her goons go free.
Yes, but hold on to their weapons. Then they will have no choice but to return to 1951 to rearm themselves.
What is to stop them coming back in ever greater numbers?
I'll be able to use the TARDIS to close the breach. All the breaches.
But first, the Doctor and I will be going back with them.
Is there a way through?
One way to find out.
Detective Inspector?
We're in business.
I'm sorry, what manner of business?
The time break to the alternative 1951 has reopened. All right, everyone, you can go through.
First, tell me, where is the Doctor?
Yeah, why isn't he here to see us off?
He's in the TARDIS, trying to seal the other breaches.
And this one? He'll seal it after we've gone through.
That's the plan. You get to enjoy life in your own alternative universe. Everything goes back to normal.
All right. Force, advance.
Come on, you lot. Lift your feet up.
This is it. Keep your head down, Charlie.
You don't need to tell me. You keep your head down.
We better hope the doctor does seal the breach, or we will be back with reinforcements.
Yeah, whatever. Just keep walking.
They've gone. Back into their own realm.
Yeah.
And the doctor and Charlie with them.
Okay. I better get my lot home too.
Your lot?
Okay, fellas. We're going home.
St. Francis Lane. The avenue back to your time.
Okay. We'll go through two by two. You, Sergeant Farrington, Sergeant Locke.
Yes, ma'am. There's no way through, ma'am.
What?
Oh, blast.
The breach has closed.
Our future is no longer an option. And we're stuck 250 years in the past.
Last. How much longer am I to be detained here?
Not much longer at all.
Doctor! They've brought you back.
No, this is a prison break.
It is. And who might you be, young woman?
My name's Charlotte Pollard.
Since you are a very attractive girl, might I examine your face?
Keep your hands to yourself.
We don't have time for this. We have to get you back to your own time before Stables assembles an invasion force.
Well, on that matter, you will receive no disagreement from me.
The coast is clear.
Then lead on, my dear, lead on.
The expeditionary force have been re-equipped, Commander.
We need more. Double their numbers. Triple them.
Yes, Commander.
And an ironclad. See how they stand up to a battle engine.
But if we kill our own ancestors...
You are not to question my orders, Brigade Leader.
Yes, ma'am. I'll have an ironclad sent to the interface at once.
He's right, though. What if we change our own past?
Do not fear. All paradoxes will be absorbed. You are free to kill as many of your ancestors as you wish.
Well?
I have surveyed the time breaks in the north and west of the parish. They all appear to have closed.
The same for all the others. Only the one leading to 1951 is left.
So that is the only possible future?
It's not just a possibility. It's a cast-iron certainty. Unless we do something about it.
What do you have in mind?
If we're going to hold off another attack, we're going to need more men.
I may be in a position to help. I have some officers of my own.
There's a guard on the door. I suggest we do the old prisoner and escort routine.
And if the guard asks where you are taking me?
We'll think of... something.
Going somewhere, are we?
Listen, we...
No, you listen to me. Because if you want to get out of here alive, you're going to do exactly what I say.
Well, you're helping us.
Put on your gas masks and carry Mr. Fielding between you.
Oh, very well.
And you, play dead. Not a word. Don't move a muscle.
Right you are.
Come on, you two. Get a move on. This way. Through here. Let us through, soldier.
Sorry, sir, no can do.
Listen to me. This man has died of bubonic plague. He has to be taken for incineration.
Plague, sir?
Airborne and highly contagious. The longer you keep us here, the greater the chance of infection.
Right. Sorry, sir. Don't let me keep you.
Oh, it worked.
Thank you, Brigade Leader. Though I'm curious to know what prompted your change.
We're not out of the woods yet. Stay with me. I'll get us a car.
Gentlemen, the principle of operation is quite straightforward. They are like hand muskets. Except you depress this catch here... Yes. So I recommend you take great care where they are directed. Mr. Welch, if you could distribute the weapons.
Yes, Mr. Fielding, sir.
These are all your Bow Street runners.
At this time, my force consists of a mere half dozen, so I have supplemented their numbers with some thief takers, night watchmen, and constables of good repute. Combined with your own men, a formidable police force.
Inspector Menzies, we've got action at the breach.
What?
Somebody's coming through. Take cover, everyone! Stay out of sight, and nobody fires until I say so.
Might I suggest we also find a place of concealment?
Good idea.
Maybe your fellow is... What in the name of heaven is that?
It's a tank. A great big tank.
So why are you helping us?
Yes, I hope this isn't some sort of trick.
I've spent my whole life in this version of history. I've seen terrible things done in the name of the British Empire. I've done terrible things. Now, I've learned that there is a better future. Well, if there is, that's the future I want to see.
As a magistrate, I have some experience in telling truth from lies. This man speaks from the heart.
Well, John Fielding's judgment is good enough for me.
We're too late. They're already sending soldiers through the breach.
Stables has ordered them to kill anyone who stands in their way.
What? Won't that create lots of time paradoxes?
More than that, it will create an ontological meta-crisis powerful enough to rip apart time and space.
The temporal interface has been secured, Commander.
Excellent. We are approximately 1 mile from the seat of government. We will launch a full frontal attack. Take no prisoners.
Commander, we spotted some locals up ahead. It looks like they're planning an ambush.
Then what are you waiting for? Take them out.
Yes, Commander.
How many more of them are there?
Who knows? We're outnumbered. Maybe we should call our men back.
They're shooting at us!
Well, that's decided that. All officers, return fire. Return fire!
Fire!
We made it!
Yeah. I guess they must have other things on their mind.
And can you please say where we are? Must I remind you I am without sight?
We're back in your time. Stables and her soldiers got here first.
And they've got a tank.
A tank?
But some of the locals are putting up a fight.
Down!
We can't stay here! Ah. We're sitting ducks!
You're right! We need to get undercover!
If we go into one of the dwellings, there should be a way through to the passage on the other side.
Yes, that's worth a try.
I'll cover you.
Thank you, Brigade Leader. John, Charlie, run!
Doctor, there's something else coming through the breach.
What?
Well, say what you see, girl. Say what you see.
I don't know. They look like women. But with wings like dragons. They're floating in midair.
God. The sirens? Here? Now?
Sirens?
The creatures of legend from the myths of the Time Lords. The sirens of time.
Oh, my lord. What a day. She-demons from the pits of hell!
Your guess is as good as mine. Get down! Arm it!
They're attacking your men!
All officers, concentrate fire on the creatures. For all the good it'll do.
They're picking off Menzies' men.
They're not quiet, they're absorbing them. The sirens feed on temporal energy. Now Stables has invaded the past. The existence of the people from the future is a temporal paradox.
That's what these sirens feed on. Time paradoxes.
Yeah, they must have been drawn by the massive temporal disruption. Scenting it in the vortex like sharks scenting blood.
Commander! Commander!
Brigade Leader, where have you been?
Never mind that. What the hell are those creatures?
How should I know? They're attacking the enemy. Isn't that enough?
They're attacking our men, too.
This wasn't part of the plan.
Plan? You knew about this. You knew about these creatures.
You promised victory. You promised me the future.
Promise? A siren's promise is written on the wings of time.
I am loyal servant.
And now you are ours. Completely.
You led them here. They're killing our own men.
Sirens, I hear your song. Let me join you.
And now you're becoming one of them. No, you can't get away with this. Goodbye, Commander. We'll make a better history without you. Exped Force, retreat into 1951 time zone. Battle Engine, retreat. I repeat, Exped Force, retreat.
They're eating the soldiers from 1951 as well.
Yes, this battle changes their own history. So they too are paradoxical.
Is that all you can do, spout balderdash? We have to save them.
Well, the only way to do that is if we can lure the sirens away.
But how?
I know how.
Charlie?
Doctor, you need to know. My whole existence is a paradox.
You? But you never were...
I should have died. In the crash of the R101, I should have burned to death. But I didn't.
Charlie, please.
I didn't because... you saved me.
You have to stop now.
You saved me, Doctor, in one of your future incarnations.
You can't tell me this. Knowledge of my own future...
is a paradox.
Yes.
I know. You told me before, because I'm part of it. We met the Daleks and William Shakespeare and Orson Welles.
No, stop. You don't realise what you're doing.
No, I realise exactly what I'm doing. Edward Grove is alive. Embrace the darkness.
Charlie, you have to stop this.
It's working. She's attracting the siren creatures.
Yes, by becoming a bigger paradox to feed on.
And while I do that, you get everyone else away from here. Do what you do best, Doctor. Save people.
But I can't. Because it's not just you.
What?
It's both of us.
What? No, I didn't mean to.
But you did. You brilliant, wonderful girl. You've made me into the biggest paradox of all.
Sorry, Doctor, I didn't realise.
You've done just the right thing. Now tell me more about my future. Increase the paradox.
We went to a divergent universe, yeah, and met a lizard called Keris.
Yes.
I saw the TARDIS being stolen by an ice cream van. Zagreus.
Zagreus? I'm in the eye of the storm, the time storm. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Where are you going?
Back to the alternative 1951. The breach is only a few yards away. I should be able to make it.
Should? Then I'm coming with you.
All right. I know better than to argue with you. John!
Yes, Doctor?
Grab hold of Charlie and don't let her go.
What? No! Doctor!
I'm stepping outside now. I may be some time.
No! Doctor, let go!
You can't go after him. There's no point in you both dying.
That's not for any man to decide.
Ah! That was my hand.
Doctor! Doctor!
Ha! The soldiers are scurrying back to where they came from with their tails between their legs. Good riddance!
Not great news for us, though.
Yeah, is it not?
We're the only things on the menu for those bat things now.
Wait, look! It's the Doctor! What's the damn fool doing?
That's it! Leave the humans alone! They're light snacks compared to me!
Is he trying to get himself killed?
It looks like it. They're all going after him.
One more! One more!
Yes, Doctor.
Are all your men back in your own time?
Yeah, I think so.
Good! Once I'm through, close the breach.
But how?
Make it a future that can never be.
Doctor! Doctor!
You're too late. He's gone.
No, I'm not giving up. Even if I end up trapped in there with him. Doctor? Oh, Doctor!
Charlie! You shouldn't be here.
No, you don't get to die on your own.
Go back, please. Before...
No! Let go!
Do not fear, human. The Doctor must live to complete your paradox. To provide the nourishment we need.
I don't understand.
We grow in power. Now our greater purpose is in reach. A paradox. to consume the Time Lords!
The Time Lords? What are you talking about? Come back! Oh, on second thoughts, don't! Oh, wake up! Doctor, wake up!
John! Over here!
Henry! You will not believe where I have been. A Briton of the far future.
So have I, John. So have I. We must compare experiences.
Can we hold off on the family reunion for a second?
My dear... Detective Inspector, I... What's that?
I don't know. Oh, no! The time break! It's closing!
With the Doctor and his companion on the other side.
No, wait. They're coming through.
Come on, Doctor! We're nearly there!
Well, don't just stand there. Help him.
Yes.
Must the breach...
It's gone. The breach is sealed.
A passage to a future that can never be.
Charlie, what happened?
The sirens fed on him, then left him.
But why?
I think they only came here to fuel themselves until... something more filling turned up.
Well, Commander Radner, we must take a rocket to the moon. What? Charlie, what happened?
You don't remember?
I remember returning through the breach and the sirens, but nothing after that. Where are the others? Charlie, what happened?
You'll just have to trust me, Doctor. You're better off not knowing.
Thank you, Mary. It has been a highly remarkable and improbable few days. I think it best we draw a veil over such matters for fear of being considered a lunatic.
None of the runners will speak of what they saw. And I, of course, saw nothing.
More tea? Doctor? Miss Pollard?
Ah, that's most kind.
I wouldn't say no to another of those chocolate cakes either.
Good news. We've checked all the sites of the time breaks and there's only one left.
The one leading to Menzies' future, 2009.
Yes. It looks like that timeline is assured, for now.
So the future I visited...
All that remains of it is Brigade Leader Wadmore here.
Mr. Wadmore, please. No army, no rank.
So what are you going to do? Start a new life here?
No. His presence in this time zone could endanger the future.
What, even if he was very careful?
Even if he was careful. No, I'm afraid he must make a new life for himself in the future.
I was hoping you'd say that.
You mean I take him back with me?
Seems the ideal solution. Well, Mr. Fielding, we must be going.
So soon, Doctor. We've barely become reacquainted.
The sooner D.I. Menzies and Mr. Wadmore return to the future, the sooner I can close the breach.
Goodbye, John. Henry, it was nice meeting you.
And extremely pleasant meeting you too, my dear.
Loved Tom Jones, by the way. Really opened a young girl's eyes.
What? It is hardly suitable reading material for a young lady.
Sorry.
Cheers, Henry, John. And good luck with the whole police thing. Little suggestion, though. Women officers, don't leave it too late. This is it, St. Francis Lane.
Where are all your officers?
Already gone through. It's just us left.
Then it's time you returned home.
Yeah. Good meeting you again, Doctor. And in the right order for once.
And thank you for giving me the chance to live a different life.
Just make the most of it. The future is now in your hands.
What will he do? He has no job or anywhere to live.
That's no problem. I can get the witness protection people to whip him up a new identity. After that, it's up to him.
Well, I was hoping you might assist me, Patricia.
Who told you my name? All right, hurry up. We haven't got all day.
Do I detect romance in the air?
Well, I detect that the breach is closing. I'll have to check back in the TARDIS, but the trans-temporal disruption appears to have ended.
No more unwelcome visitors from the future?
Nope, No paradoxes, so nothing to draw the sirens. Oh, there is one thing that concerns me, though. We still don't know what caused the disruption in the first place. Fractures around a bullet hole. I can't help thinking it's familiar somehow.
Still, everything's back to how it was.
Yes. Oh, I dare say the answer will present itself sooner or later. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Yes, it usually does.
You have been listening to The Legacy of Time, The Avenues of Possibility, written by Jonathan Morris. The Doctor was played by Colin Baker, Charlie Pollard, India Fisher, D.I. Patricia Menzies, Anna Hope, Henry Fielding, Duncan Wisby, John Fielding, Richard Hansel, Wadmore, Delroy Atkinson, Stables, Siren, Mary, Sarah Poyser. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director, Helen Goldwyn. Producer, David Richardson. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.